Danny Fenster cast a frail figure as he stepped off the plane that carried him out of Myanmar and home to freedom. The 37-year-old American journalist spoke to reporters briefly before stepping into an ambulance for a medical check. He had spent almost 6 months in prison.
Feeling all right physically. It's just the same privations and things that come with any form of incarceration. You just go a little stir crazy. The longer it drags on, the more worried you are that it's just never going to end. So that was the biggest concern, just staying sane through that.
Were you mistreated?
I was arrested and held in captivity for no reason, so I suppose so. But physically, I was healthy. I wasn't starved or beaten.
Fenster was arrested in May as he tried to return home to the United States to visit his family. He was the former editor of an independent online magazine in Myanmar. After the military coup in February, he was among dozens of journalists arrested. Fenster was facing the prospect of 11 years in prison after a military court sentenced him last week. The former U.S. Energy Secretary and U.N. Ambassador Bill Richardson helped broker his release. Richardson has a history of freeing hostages and prisoners.
I think what made the difference was my efforts to work with the government on Myanmar on humanitarian assistance, on vaccines, and that made the difference.
The military did not provide any details on why Fenster was ultimately freed. The UN says there are 47 journalists behind bars in Myanmar. 20 of them are facing charges directly tied to their work. Fenster says the focus should remain on their plight, and he'll help fight for their release. Natasha Ganame, Al Jazeera, Doha.